Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 141 on September 3rd, 2016. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, consider becoming a patron of mine so that I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for all those people out there interested in pegging. Patreon.com/RubyRider or click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. Okay, so before we start here, I'm going to get into the personal stuff just a little bit, and I don't want to get it dragged down too much into the depressing territory, so I'm going to give you the bare-bones details about what happened with Chicago Man. You guys have heard me talk about Chicago Man a couple of times, and usually with excitement in my voice. I've written several stories that were inspired by him, and I've kind of waxed poetic about him a few times, I think. So I want to give you the update. Basically, what I found out is that Chicago Man is a sociopath. He is married with children in Chicago, and he represented himself as being single, never married, no children, and looking for a long-term relationship. I've written about this experience and posted the piece on both FetLife and my blog. It's called My Encounter with a Sociopath. And recently, just this morning, as a matter of fact, I followed it up with another piece, and it's titled, Fuck You, Chicago Man. It's a rather angry piece. I was somewhat self-indulgent, but it was also really cathartic. So if you're interested in a few more details about that, feel free to either go to my FetLife profile, and it's in my writing, or on my blog. You can find those things too. There will be one more piece that I write about this experience, and what this is going to be, this last one that's not up posted yet, is an advisory piece for people to try and learn more about how sociopaths operate and what to look for, so that hopefully everybody reading these things will be able to avoid that kind of an experience that I had to go through. So there you go. I just wanted to give you the heads up on that. Go to my blog or go to FetLife, read about it, and there you go. I'm doing okay, but it was quite a shock. So go there, read it if you want. If you don't, pass it up. And definitely, if you're not comfortable with hearing Ruby Rider get angry, don't read that second piece because I'm fucking pissed. All right, leaving that behind where it totally needs to be. Let's move on. And the first letter that I have is actually one that just so warmed my heart. This is from a woman who wrote in, and I read her letter on podcast 115 and 116. I read it as a standalone, and I also included it in the women's stories. And the subject was a loving and very confused wife. So this is so cool because the subject line when she writes back is a loving and not confused wife update. Hi there, Ruby. It's been about a year since I first wrote to you, and a lot has changed since then. If you recall, I was having a hard time coming to terms with my husband's sexual fantasies and my lack of being dominant. Now, a year later, and I'm finally in my own skin with room to grow and improve on myself and my amazing relationship. Here's a little story to bring you up to speed. About 5 months ago, I had a horrific dream that my husband turned everything about me down, love, sex, etc. He didn't want me in any aspect of his life. When I awoke in tears, I had a better understanding of what I was doing emotionally to him. I didn't realize how much I shut him and his feelings out. Fast forward, we haven't been this good in a long time. There are many times I look at him and say, get your butt plug in, you're going to get fucked. The smile on his face is amazing to see. I send more photos to him when he's gone on his 2 weeks at work of me stroking my cock and telling him how I'm going to fuck him when he gets home. Our favorite way is when he is riding me. I grab him and move him to the way I need him to get an explosive orgasm. I even taught him how to move just his hips to please his sexy love. We've discovered that I'm too short for shower play, and spooning is one of our favorites. But I would like to ask you what you suggest as a bullet for pegging. I do get off easier with clitoral stimulation, and the bulb on my cock is perfect for my G-spot. We have the Jacques harness, but my bullet makes it slightly uncomfortable. The cord gets in the way, and it takes one of my hands off my man when I want both of them spanking. So, Ruby, I'm sorry about the long email, but I wanted to update you on this loving but confused wife and also ask you about a bullet. Thank you for all your advice. Love, a very loving and clear-headed wife. Ooh, that is worth celebrating. That is such a lovely message to receive, and I'm really happy for you guys. Let's see. Let's go straight to equipment. You mentioned the cord. Okay, if you've got a bullet with a cord, then yeah, you don't want to be using that. I have a recommendation for my very favorite bullet ever, and the reason it's my favorite is because it's powerful. It certainly has a lower setting, but I really like powerful vibrations. I'm a Hitachi girl, so it does have the ability to be really powerful, but it also has vibration patterns. So in addition to that, it is rechargeable, and it does not have a cord attached to it, and it's also waterproof. So it's one of the best bullets ever, and that bullet would be the WeVibe Tango. So I'm going to put a link to that in my Linkorama. That's one of the best ones that I can absolutely recommend without any reservations whatsoever. It's awesome for clitoral orgasm type of women, and I think you'll really like it. I love how you told the story about how sometimes you just say, get your butt plug in, you're going to get fucked. I love how this has settled finally, and you've kind of grown into your own skin, is how you put it. And that dream, what a trip. Sometimes dreams bring us real gifts. So I'm thrilled you two are having such a good time. I think I'm getting a fair amount of material from you and him. I hope the bullet works wonderfully, and I hope you guys continue to have all the fun that you're having now. Very, very happy to hear that you are a loving and clear-headed wife. Thanks for writing back and letting us know, giving us the update. This next piece of writing is from someone I'm friends with on FetLife, and it was a piece of writing he put up, and I so admired it, I asked him if I could read it on my podcast, and he consented. So here we go. The title of it is Truth, Honesty, and Surrender. I fell asleep with the Aneros Helix inside me. Following a somewhat frustrating and mediocre session, I was hoping I may be one of the lucky few for whom doing nothing brought about a super O. I have only recently begun my Aneros journey. On this occasion, small flutters of sensation were the best I could generate. As I bubbled up into semi-consciousness the following morning, I decided to try again. I reflected on my levels of relaxation and concentration from previous sessions. A common element of prior attempts was trying to consciously control the movement of the device, my muscle contractions, and my breathing. In short, I was overthinking the whole process. Just as I was starting to generate some great sensations, I'd attempt to figure out how I was doing it so I could amp them up. This is sex we're talking about. You're supposed to do what feels best and most natural. Thinking about it only short-circuited the pleasure. Even with my wife sleeping soundly next to me, I made up my mind to let whatever was going to happen, happen. Hell, if she woke up in the middle of it, things might get really interesting. I smiled at the thought. As I got started and the nice sensations began to arrive, I successfully avoided the temptation to overthink them. Happily, I allowed my mind to imagine the Aneros device was a strap-on dildo being driven by my wife. Immediately, the sensations deep in my anus increased and my arousal heightened. I allowed my fingertips to brush the tip of my penis. A nice glob of pre-cum had already oozed out. I found this a pleasant surprise, as nothing about my reproductive system or its function is extraordinary. Average erect penis size, average testicles, high and tight scrotum, no copious amounts of pre-cum, no giant ropes of ultra-thick semen arcing across the room, nearly skimming the ceiling. Nope. Everything is average or slightly below. The couple rays of light are, one, my doctor tells me I have a prostate the size of a 17-year-old, and two, I have a very short refractory period. But I digress. After lightly massaging the pre-cum into the head of my cock, I withdrew my hand and got back to my evolving fantasy. My wife continues to fuck me on my back for a few more minutes, then decides she wants to take me doggy style. She tells me to close my eyes and get on my hands and knees. She deftly and roughly buries her cock balls deep into my already warmed up and hungry ass. She starts thrusting again, long, powerful strokes. Her technique is much improved from the early days. As her hips meet my ass cheeks, I feel the helix jump with a heavy contraction. Consciously, I note the mind-body connection, and it makes me smile very widely. As I slowly open my eyes, I am greeted by the sight of a beautiful, large, heavily veined, erect cock connected to an equally beautiful man, gently bobbing inches from my now watering mouth. My wife says, "Suck it. It's okay. You know you want to." It's not an order, but rather encouragement. I feel her hand gently pushing at the back of my head, and I surrender. My Anero session concluded with a lot of very pleasant and at times very intense sensations. There were times when major muscle groups fired involuntarily. That was new. I did my best not to force my breathing, but did try to breathe more from my belly. I didn't come hands-free. I didn't even come close. But that wasn't the goal. As I lay quietly in the afterglow of whatever I had just experienced, I had the same peaceful, groggy, spent sensation one gets after an ejaculatory orgasm. My head was buzzing and felt like I was floating in warm oil. During this time, I reflected on my fantasy. It was no mystery. It was largely influenced by Ruby Rider's story, Starbucks Surprise. I had listened to it about 10 days ago. What did surprise me was how naturally and eagerly I accepted my bisexual role in the threesome. Surrendering to the pleasure of the moment is the key. I realize that now. Overcoming a lifetime of social brainwashing and denial is going to take some effort. I have lived my entire life always in control. Any new experience would be put on hold, mastered privately, then debuted publicly. I never wanted to appear foolish. I have never been drunk, never high, never promiscuous, always following the rules. My life has been full thus far, but it could have been even fuller if I had had the courage to surrender. Does this mean I am now going to go off the rails? Of course not, but I do want to find an acceptable balance. I have experimented on and off with gay and bisexual themes in my fantasy world for years. Most of them never did much for me. Those that did were always ruined by the shame I felt after the euphoria wore off. For many years, my hottest fantasies involved transgender women. Perhaps that was the most accepting my psyche could be of my bisexual nature. It is interesting, in hindsight, I have always preferred realistic dildos to the more nondescript variety. Close on the heels of a hot transgender encounter was the cuckold fantasy. With me in enforced chastity, the device made it easier to relinquish my social programming of male expectations, I suppose. I've always been of the logical mind that no one person can be everything to another person. I cannot say with certainty, but I believe I could welcome another into our marriage bed with little persuading. Whether or not this ever happens would be entirely up to my wife. My drive to explore this aspect of my sexuality does not supersede my promise of monogamy. Gay porn never did a lot for me either. Again, I feel this was socialization at work. Although I was never repulsed by the sight of two men kissing or being sexual, I wasn't drawn to it either. Now I find it as enjoyable and erotic as viewing heterosexual interactions. Being such a recent development in my own life, my wife has no idea about my evolving feelings. Ultimately, I want my sexuality to be completely transparent. Even if a threesome never materializes, her knowledge of my bi-curiosity could provide some very hot sexy talk and/or scenarios. Then there is my whole BDSM curious side. This is the other part of me of which my wife is oblivious. It is this part I am most frightened to reveal. She's barely vanilla. I have always enjoyed a bit of pain with my pleasure. Nipple clamps and clothespins, anyone? Yes, please. Right here. Rope bondage? Ooh, me. Chastity device? I'm totally down with that. My short BDSM list. I want to feel what it's like to be beaten, fucked, and then comforted by someone skilled in the art. My only reservation with this activity is while I heal quickly, my skin scars easily. I want my cum bled to the point of having a dry orgasm. I hear this can be exquisitely painful and very memorable. I want my cock tortured once it has spat its load and is super sensitive. I want to be teased and denied over hours, days, or weeks. I want a long-awaited orgasmic release ruined. I desperately want my wife to be willing to explore these things with me, or at least be willing to let me explore them with her knowledge and blessing. Nearly 30 years together, and it has never come up. Over the years, I have left clues and hints of my interest, but she has yet to pick up on them. Eventually, it will be revealed outright in couples therapy. Perhaps the counselor will have a good way to present those heavy issues and recommend an appropriate time to discuss them. At times, I am hopelessly exasperated how sexually mismatched we seem to be. There's no doubt in my mind I am evolving in my 50th year. So you can see why I wanted to read this for you guys, right? This is such a lovely story of self-discovery and self-exploration. And it's thrilling when someone dives deep and starts to check out where their fantasies go, what's inside them, how they respond to things. And it's hopeful too, because hopefully your wife will join in and that will all run its course and it'll turn out well, is what I am lighting my candles for and really hoping for you. But I so appreciate your willingness to allow me to read this on the podcast because it's full of introspection. And sexual introspection can be so rewarding and revealing. And being willing to open up and surrender can be as well. I wish you the very best in your 50th year and can't wait to hear the next chapter. Thank you for sharing this with us. Okay, and now it's pegging celebration time. Okay, so this person wrote in almost exactly a year ago. It was podcast number 111, and he talked about previous to meeting his current girlfriend, he used to do solo play with the King Kong dildo. Hey, Ruby. Hope all is well. I just wanted to give you an update on my situation. I wrote you about a year ago, maybe a little less, and was talking about how my ex used to use the King Kong dildo on me and how my current girlfriend asked if I was gay all of a sudden when I asked her about pegging me. Hopefully that rings a bell. But yesterday we dropped our kids off and went to the best kind of store, the sex shop. We picked up a harness and cock and a red and black corset and fishnet thigh highs. We went home after, and wow is all I can say. We started out with her standing at the edge of the bed and my legs up on the wall and her in front of me. It was kind of difficult at first because she had never done anything like that, and the toy we bought wasn't the smallest, 9 inches and 2 inches wide. After we got started, it was very nice. We fucked like that till I came and then took a break. After the break, she did me doggy style for 10 or 15 minutes, and then I climbed on top of her, slid it in, and holy cow, I didn't know I could ride a cock like that. I looked down at her and she had this huge smile on her face and a look of complete enjoyment and ecstasy. I rode her for probably 20 minutes. It felt like 50. But the best part of this is I had a hands-free anal orgasm for the very first time. I have been into anal play for years and never been able to achieve this on my own. Pegging is definitely the way to go for this. I talked to my girlfriend after we got done to see how she liked it, or even if she did. And her response was the best one any guy could ask for. She said she really enjoyed it and liked it, and that she never knew you could have so much fun with sex. So all this being said, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and ass for everything you do. Your words and podcasts made this possible. So thank you again for changing the world one ass at a time. You are amazing, and I hope you truly have a blessed life. Thank you again. P.S. If you are ever in Utah doing a class or something, please give all of us in Utah a heads up. I would love to attend a class. You're an inspiration to people like me, and again, thank you and best wishes. Oh my goodness. You discovered cowboy on your very first time. This is awesome. And by the way, everybody listening out there, clearly this man has had a fair amount of pegging experience before the current girlfriend, but this is the first time they got to do this pegging thing together. So does it qualify for the pegging celebration time? Absolutely. It doesn't have to be both people brand new. It can be one person new. It can be the other person new. It can be both of them not new, but the first time together. So send in your stories if they qualify for any of those scenarios. So back to the discovering cowboy. That is so awesome. I could almost hear, you know, I don't know you, but I could almost hear the surprise in your voice going, I never knew I could ride her like that. That was awesome. Her response when you were done is pretty much what every guy dreams about who loves pegging. It's so delightful and rewarding for her to respond so positively, so I imagine you were thrilled. And I'm thinking that since it's been a little while since my last podcast, you've probably gotten fucked again. I know you used to use the King Kong dildo, but yes, a 9-inch by 2-inch is an interesting thing to start with. I hope you told her that should you guys explore any other fun times with other people, that chances are if she pegs another guy, this is not going to be what she's using. It's definitely an advanced toy, and it's a toy that some people never get up to the size of. But it sounds like it was the perfect fit for you, which is totally awesome. As far as teaching, I don't usually travel to teach. If I do find myself in Utah, it would be kind of fun for me just because I see Utah as a very religious state. And I know not everybody there is religious, but I see it that way because of the whole Mormon thing. So there's this weird sort of taboo thing. It's like, ooh, teach a class about women fucking guys up the ass in Utah. That appeals to me. I'm a bit of a rebel, if you hadn't noticed. So if I am going to be there, I will absolutely let you know. I like that idea, but I'm not sure the next time I'm going to be in Utah. I visited Zion recently, but that was a vacation, so it had nothing to do with teaching. But the webinars are definitely happening as well, so if you check the webinars on my website, that is something that you can hook into as well, and I don't have to come to Utah. So I'll put the link for that in my Linkorama, but it is just a drop down in the education tab at the top of my website. Thank you so much for writing in, and congratulations to the both of you. Okay, here is the next one. I listened to your podcast where you read my forum post. I kept thinking about how you said I just needed to ask her. I decided to give it a shot and asked her to peg me. We were playing cards at our kitchen table, and I asked her if my pegging interest would be something we could actually explore or not. She had an emphatic, yes, we can explore this, with a big grin across her face. I think she had been waiting for me to ask her, and her reaction told me she'd been thinking about it for a little while. We spoke about the common misinformation about pegging and what our mindsets were going into this. We had a great conversation about pegging and answered our questions we had for each other. She definitely enjoyed getting to pick the color of her new toy. She went with purple. She was definitely into it and seems excited to do this. I ordered her purple starter kit online today and now anxiously await for Amazon to tell me it's been delivered this Saturday. She's been teasing me ever since about how quickly I went online to order the equipment. I look forward to sharing a post in the forum about our first experience. Yay, shopping for equipment, it's only a matter of days. And once again, I think this email is about a week old, so I'm waiting for the story about what happened the first time. I'm definitely waiting for that, but I'm behind in the forum, so it's quite possible you've actually already posted something. But I wanted everybody to hear this in-between stage. And I do recall, yes, that you wrote in and said, oh, I really want this, but I'm afraid to tell her, and we all encouraged you. So good for you for having the courage to do it. And I'm very happy that it turned out so well. Can't wait to hear what happened with the purple toy. Let us know how it went. Okay, here's something else from the forum. You know, there was a fascinating discussion going on there, but it's a discussion about chastity cages. And this is something that kind of fascinates me. More the orgasm denial than the chastity cages, but I'm getting more interested in the chastity cages, and it's because you guys are writing such hot things about it. And this is the same guy who I shared in podcast number 139, who wrote that hot little piece about, you know, his wife taking him pegging-wise when he was still in the chastity cage, and just a few sentences, but it was quite evocative of the intensely hot scene, so I had to read it to you guys. So this is the same guy. We both get a thrill from chastity cages. We're very close to having our jobs situated so we can move in together. She's told me the cage goes on as soon as we start sharing a roof together. We have no interest in long-term denial, but short-term tease and denial turns the knobs for both of us. Short-term meaning never longer than a couple months at the most, without me being able to completely unload and have a ball drainer. Her words. We've discussed this at length many times. Both of us want to play in the beginning and see where we can go, but we realize the novelty of a 4 to 8 week denial sessions will probably simmer down to regular releases for me every few weeks as we find a groove and settle in. Our goal isn't long-term denial, just her being in control of if, how, when, and where. The anal orgasms are mind-blowing. That's all in caps. Sometimes there's actual cum, but most of the time, it's just an orgasm with no discharge. She can make me orgasm over and over. I always end up begging her to stop after a few. I think one night I had 10 or 11 anal orgasms as she pegged me. I was desperately begging for her to stop after the fourth or fifth one. She had me tied to the bed, so I really couldn't squirm away. She kept going and edged me several times. After she pegged a few more orgasms out of me, I was a ball of jello. I think I was in subspace by the time she finally got done. I was wrecked. She had to put an arm around me and help me to the bathtub so I could get cleaned up. Disclaimer. Of course, this is all consensual. I might be begging her to stop, but I'd be disappointed if she did. We have safe words, but neither of us has ever gotten anywhere near using them. You know, this is something that I've been discovering, is that after the first orgasm, that doesn't necessarily mean you're done with pegging. Sometimes, especially if you can reach some sort of a peak with very little cock stimulation and perhaps there's ejaculate, perhaps there's not, if you just kind of settle in and stay in there and then get back into the pegging thing very gently, it can really, you know, start to crank things up again, and then you're on your way to even more feelings of pleasure and perhaps an anal orgasm. So it sounds like you got this happening. You are the envy of many men who have been trying to work out the anal orgasm thing for a long time, so perhaps they should try a chastity cage. Perhaps they should try the denial thing, because it sounds like that's definitely a part of it. I know before, when I've talked about anal orgasms, I've talked about the factors that I know that encourage them, and one is absolutely abstinence, which is enforced with a chastity cage, clearly. One of them is edging, and edging for a period of time, abstinence for a period of time, and then clenching with the muscles at a very specific point in time where it increases the pleasure a whole bunch and kicks you over the edge, is how it's been described to me. And last but not least, a few podcasts ago, we talked about pseudoephedrine, which is a component of an over-the-counter medication, specifically in one medication called Claritin D, and it will make you unable to get an erection, and according to several men, has helped them put the focus totally on the anal region and really seems to increase the sensitivity there and makes it so that you can't get an erection, and so you just kind of ignore your cock and it's all about your ass. So those are the factors we know increase the chances for an anal orgasm. Doesn't sound like you need that, and that was a way hot description of being tied to the bed and made to come over and over and over. That's like fucking porn stuff. Thank you so much for spicing up my podcast and for sharing that on the forum. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, this next one is also about chastity cages. Imagine that. It's like this is the theme here. This is from someone on FetLife. They sent me a message. Ruby, I was listening to your most recent podcast today while on a drive to the beach, while in my chastity cage. You mentioned you would like some input on what makes people like chastity. It was never anything I considered years ago, and I thought I was kinky back then. It appealed to me only recently, when my girlfriend left town to work on the opposite side of the country for the summer. We had some great conversations about what we like sexually, and we are very honest and open with each other. After finding out I liked prostate stimulation, and after seeing the pegging scene from the show Broad City, I bought a beginner's strap-on the day before she was leaving for the summer. We used it that night, and both agreed that it was super hot, so more of that to come. Yes. I really enjoy chastity, though. She actually hasn't seen my cage yet, but she keeps asking me if I'm using it. Are you still using your cage thing? So basically, I'm self-locking myself. The idea of my lover being my key holder is so hot, though. I think the whole power exchange and control aspect is super hot, and I could really only ever give that type of power to someone I loved and trusted full-heartedly. Also, after a few days in chastity, my balls began to feel very full, noticeably full, sometimes even an aching feeling. I only allow myself to edge once in a while, unlocking myself for maybe 30 minutes, and then locking myself back up. This definitely takes some self-discipline, but that's kind of what it's about. And I'm much more productive while locked up, it seems. I focus less on my cock and get all my errands and adult things done because I'm not thinking about my dick slash porn. I've also read that not coming for a while builds up testosterone and other hormones. I just feel really manly after about 4 or 5 days. When she gets back into town in a few weeks, we're going to be pegging and exploring more, but I want to turn the chastity kink into something that is fun and pleasurable for both of us. Maybe turn it into a type of game, where I roll some dice and whatever number I roll, I have to stay locked up for that many days. Or whatever number I roll is the number of orgasms via girl head before I get a release. I love it. Anyways, chastity is something that I want to share with my girlfriend because I totally trust her and think she deserves to be treated like a goddess. I turned down pegging from past partners because it just didn't feel right. This girl won me over. I'm sure she doesn't quite know the effect she has on me, but my ass and cock belong to her. She has no idea what kinky things I would do to please her. Thank you for your podcasts. They are so great to listen to here at work. Cheers. Listen to at work. Okay, that's awesome. I'm curious to what you do, but clearly you don't need to write back and tell me. I love the rolling the dice idea. That definitely appeals to me, especially the part of, okay, so I'll roll the dice and say you rolled a 12, say you got those double sixes right up there, and you get a 12, that means you have to give her 12 orgasms by going down on her before you get to get off. I like this idea very much. I'm going to be taking notes. This whole chastity thing, it makes me tingle in my nether regions. I'm liking this whole topic. So thanks for sharing this with us and with me, for allowing me to read it on the podcast. It's definitely something that intrigues me. I love the power dynamic that goes back and forth. And it does seem like there's a fair amount of men out there that really get turned on by the whole idea of she gets to say what, where, when, and if I get to come, which is totally awesome. And this is also not the first time I've heard it echoed about you get the adult things done and all your errands when you're locked up because you're not thinking about it. And it's funny. I know they've talked about men. When I say they, I know that there's been articles and stuff about how often men think about sex. And there's jokes about it. It's like they think about it, you know, 20 times every minute or something like that. And this way, you're not thinking about, I could jerk off, I could go look at porn. So it kind of confirms that, certainly not the numbers necessarily, because I think that's rather arbitrary. But yes, having it locked up and you're more productive, that's very interesting. Thank you for writing in, giving me ideas, making it a hot thing for me to read, and allowing me to share it on my podcast. Have fun with the chastity thing, and have fun listening to my podcast at work. Okay, we got another update from somebody that I read their podcast on number 129, and this was the one where it was the man saying that they had listened to podcast number 112 together, and she had said, you just chipped away at the block. And then he wrote back one more time and said that she'd recently penetrated him holding the dildo but had not donned the harness. So here is the update. Update on pegging progress. Today my wife pegged me, but without a dildo. We have been playing this game that I believe is becoming a lifestyle centered around me wearing a chastity device. Oh, goodness. All right, you guys, did you all get together and talk about writing in about chastity devices? Okay. Wearing a chastity device and my wife controlling my orgasms. This arrangement has awakened a dominance in my wife that I crave to be the subject of. Earlier today, as she was applying a few thwacks to my hindquarters with a riding crop, as I am kneeling with my nose to the floor, she suddenly mounted me and gave me several energetic dry pegs before getting up, leaving me there to continue her busy day. Wow, that intent, her exercising her dominance, my submission, was there, and it was so fulfilling. I would not feel that playing the music would be wasted on this experience, but also have a hunch that the day will come soon when playing the music won't be a judgment call, but a no-brainer. Sorry to leave you with such a dilemma. All the best, and thanks for all you do. Well, she didn't precisely peg you, because as I understand it, she kind of dry-humped you, if you will. Because what I certainly hope you don't mean is that she put the dildo in you dry. I think you would have been more specific and more descriptive had she done something like that. And that, occasionally, for some people, can be a turn-on as well, sort of the force behind it, if you're careful. But you didn't mean that. She just kind of dry-humped you, and it was very, very exciting because you were in a very submissive position. So, no, I'm so sorry, but I have to not play the music on this one. There is no dilemma. But I definitely want to know when she takes that dildo and puts it in the harness and fucks you. And I have to say, this woman knows how to take it slow. You know, this is like anticipation deluxe, and it's also what I recommend when I teach my classes. When I say take it slow, there is only going to be one time when you are navigating the period of time from talking about it and it's all brand new to exploring your ass and playing with toys and eventually getting to the pegging. Some people seriously do it all in about half an hour. And what I keep saying is there's so much there. There's so much richness that you could be exploring and enjoying of titillating certain parts, playing with the toy, getting used to using the toy with your hand, you know, doing fucking and other things as well, and stretching it over a period of nights and weeks and as long as you want. So it sounds like she's down with this. And whether it's planned or whether it's instinctive, it doesn't make any difference. It's totally hot. So I'm happy for you, and I am confident that I am going to be playing the music for you very soon. Let us know when that happens, please. Okay, and this one is also from the forum. I'm telling you, man, the stuff on the forum is fucking rocking it. So it's that time again. Pegging celebration time! This is the guy who I just read his letter earlier in the podcast, and his toys are supposed to come on Saturday. So he has written his experience in the form of an erotic story, and the title of it is The First Time Told in the Form of an Erotic Story. I told my wife that our new strap-on would be showing up on Saturday while she was at home. I had to work, so I asked her to please text me when it was delivered. I also asked her to try it on and take pictures and send them to me at work. Well, let's just say everything went according to plan. Saturday was a normal day for me at work and not terribly busy, so I had a lot of downtime. I kept myself useful, helping other areas, as I knew my mind would keep wandering to how my evening was going to be. At about 5:30 p.m., I received the text message saying my package had been delivered. The butterflies started immediately. My wife and I like to text spanking-related threats and promises to each other, depending on whose turn it is to get spanked. I switch occasionally, but I am mostly her top. However, today was to be different. After a few texts regarding positions and speed, etc., she asked if I was ready to begin the scene through our phones. "Of course I'm ready, baby," I replied. We most certainly were involving spanking in our first pegging experience because that's who we are. She began describing to me that I wasn't getting a little warm-up spanking, that she was going to give it to me good. Her threats kept coming, and I had to find a quiet area at work to send my replies here and there. Then, once she had me aroused beyond belief, she told me after my spanking, she was going to fuck my ass for being the bad boy that I am. She told me how I would be on my hands and knees, and that she would force me to spread my ass cheeks for her, and that I would have to ask her to fuck my ass. So my last few hours at work were a lot more exciting, and I felt relieved that our new toys showed up, and that she was totally getting into this. I kept asking her to send me pictures with her wearing it, but she kept telling me I had to wait as a tease. Finally, 30 minutes before I left work, I checked my phone, and there they were. She was wearing our brand new purple strap-on and looking sexy as hell wearing it. I smiled widely, texted my thoughts back to her, and put my phone back in my suit jacket. The drive home was long and torturous, 20 minutes, and I could not wait to park my car and get inside. I parked, unlocked the door, and there she was sitting on the couch playing with our Chromebook with the biggest grin on her face. I smiled back, but this time started getting a little nervous. I was totally committed to do it, but I had to still prep myself in the bathroom after we talked for a bit, as we always do when I first get home. The prepping went really well, just a simple warm water enema and a shower, and we were ready to go. I came back into the living room to let her know I was ready, and she was still grinning from ear to ear. She got up and came into the bedroom with me. I hadn't seen that she left the wooden hairbrush on the bed as a little foreshadowing of what was to come. She sat on our bed, pulled my shorts down, and threw me across her lap, and started giving me some swats to my bare butt with her hand. She gradually increased the intensity, then told me that I was getting a nice red bottom, and that she was ready to finish me off with the hairbrush until I safe-worded. That started the butterflies again, as I knew I had to endure the end of the spanking, and then was about to get fucked in the ass for the first time in my life. She threw her free leg over mine, and rained down hard, driving hairbrush swats to my red butt. I probably took about 20 good ones, and then I safe-worded. She left me catching my breath on the bed and went to retrieve the strap-on out of the closet. She came back, putting it on right in front of me, so I had to watch. She started with the smaller dildo and got the harness all strapped on, and we were ready to go. She grabbed the lube, ordered me to get up onto the bed on my hands and knees. I did. She started toying with me, and she asked, "What is about to happen to you?" I told her she was about to fuck me in the ass because I was a bad boy, and I deserved whatever she wanted to do to me. She ordered me to spread my ass cheeks for her, and she inched closer to me and started squirting the lube onto my anus and on her purple girl cock. She took the head and massaged some lube on my anus, and then lightly pushed some more lube inside of me with her dildo. She asked if I was ready, and I was. She pushed into me slowly and patiently, and all the way in. I asked her to wait while I got used to it, and then she could begin fucking me. It took me about a minute or so, and then I gave her the green light. She started fucking me slow and then building up the speed. I couldn't believe we were actually doing this and how amazing it felt. It didn't feel weird at all to me. It felt like my wife and I were sharing something super intimate and powerful. As she began to really fuck me, I knew quickly that I could take the bigger, medium-sized girl cock. She switched to the medium dildo, lubed me back up, and pushed that purple girl cock into my ass. This was the better size for both of us, as she enjoyed it more, and it definitely felt better to me. She started fucking me slowly again in doggy style, gradually building up her speed until she really started fucking me hard, like she promised she would. I was enjoying it so much I couldn't speak because of the emotions coming over my body. She admitted she was getting tired, and so I collapsed down onto my stomach with her cock still inside of me. I told her to use the bed as a brace for her body and to see if that helped. It did for a few, but she said we needed to try another position. We switched to missionary style at the end of the bed so that she could stand and watch my face while she fucked me. I have to admit, it was really fun and interesting to do it this way. She gave it to me fast and hard, and as hard as we both tried, I just couldn't come without touching my cock. We were so close, like 90% to 95% there. We just couldn't figure out the right spot to make me orgasm without stroking my cock. I could tell she was getting really tired, and told her she could pull out and watch me stroke my cock the rest of the way to orgasm. I slid back on the bed a little, asked her for some lube, and stroked my cock until I exploded all over myself. We smiled at each other, and I told her that was the best and most emotionally and physically intense sexual experience I have ever had. A few thoughts about our first time. We both gained a lot of respect for each other as she realized how much work a guy does in sex. She wasn't quite ready for that part. I realized how damn complicated it is to keep your legs in the air while you're getting fucked missionary, and it feels amazing. Your body just kind of relaxes and sinks, and the cock falls out. We honestly had a lot of trouble keeping it in at times because she couldn't see it. She has a sexy little tummy on her, and she obviously couldn't feel it. We laughed a lot more than I thought we would because we had so much fun doing this, but realized we could only get better from our first time. I had some insecurities about doing this, like many guys do. I am personally not attracted to men, but was wondering if I would start thinking of guys while she was fucking me. Nope, not one time. All I felt was this incredibly supercharged sexual connection with my wife. I also asked her if she thought less of me or ashamed that I enjoyed it so much. She said it never crossed her mind once. She chose not to use the little bullet vibrator for herself, as she has a little issue down there at the moment, but she told me how much she enjoyed giving me so much pleasure and that she is looking forward to using the vibrator soon. And finally, I got pegged again last night. Here's how it started. We went bowling, and we always make it interesting. Two sessions were created from our bowling date. I won all three games by a combined total of 94 pins, so that's how many hard swats she got this morning on her bare bottom across my knee. But I also got pegged last night for a side bet during the game that I lost. The pegging last night was 10 times better than the first, in doggy style, which I prefer, because I'm into the power exchange big time, and she was able to last even longer. We fucked doggy style with me bent over the bed and her standing behind me. It was a great fit for our bodies, and she really took it to me. Another mind-blowing experience last night. I'm so glad we talked about this and that now we have this amazingly fun sexual thing we have to go to in our marriage. Again, there is nothing like the sexual energy that comes from this, and not being able to talk because it feels so, so good. I'm a very lucky man, I'm well aware of it. Ruby, thank you for providing all the information that you do and having a site where we can share this amazing part of our sexuality. Yes, congratulations. Can you see why I wanted to read this to you guys? It's such an awesome story. And a plus, you know, there we are talking about the purple dildo that you guys had coming in the mail and that you were in such a hurry to order. So I love it when I can actually have both messages from the couple on the same podcast. It's awesome. The timing worked out perfectly. I'm so happy for you guys. It sounds like you had so much fun. And you know, that's a big part of it, is being able to laugh at the awkwardness sometimes, laugh at the funny stuff that you're not used to. That makes everything so much better. And the update on doing it again and that it's 10 times better. I loved your observations too at the end of it, because that one of the things I tell people is she's going to find out what it actually takes to fuck somebody. And it's kind of an athletic event that most women are not prepared for. And then the guy is going to find out how important foreplay is and that every night maybe is not a penetration night. But you added one more thing to that, which is that, you know, holding your legs up in missionary can be a difficult thing to do, which is awesome. I'm so glad you're having a great time. Thank you for the story. I loved it, and congratulations. Okay, that's all for this time. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. You can also find my work at pegging101.com, where you will find informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast or downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you want to. The Follow tab also has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. Ordering your toys through enticeme.com helps support what I do here. And I have to say, August was a banner month. A lot of people purchased toys through EnticeMe, so thank you all. I really appreciate the support. And I wanted to let you know that the 20% discount using coupon code Ruby will be ending on the 15th of September. But fear not, after that, the coupon code Rider will get you 15% off, so you still get a discount. And speaking of discounts, guess what? If you have listened all the way through this podcast into the closing remarks here, you will find out something awesome. There is a site-wide 30% off sale going on this weekend until September 6th at enticeme.com. So now is the time to make that purchase that you've been thinking about, especially since the 20% discount is going to be going to 15% on the 15th. So here's one more thing to think about with the 30% off through September 6th. If you've heard the commercials I played on previous podcasts and had any interest in becoming a sexinista with Entice Me, then this is the time to do it because your buy-in will be 30% discounted, which is really significant. So if you've ever thought, I might like to go around and do those sex toy parties, Entice Me is a cut above any company out there. We offer nothing but the highest quality toys that are all body safe and non-toxic. And we offer also incredibly personalized service. And when I say personalized service, what I mean is If you order a sex toy with Entice Me at a sex toy party and you don't know how to work it, you call up Tiffany and she will tell you exactly what buttons to push to get that vibration exactly the way you want it, or how to hook up that remote on your phone so that you can use that toy in a cam session with your partner and have all kinds of fun. So really personalized service. I do these parties myself sometimes, and it's so rewarding and heartwarming to be in a group of people who are so relieved and thrilled and happy to be able to talk openly about sex. It's a trippy thing. When you are a sex educator and you mix yourself into the general public, it's amazing how people will come up to you and start asking questions that they could never say to anybody else, or confess to you, you know, off to the side that, you know, they would like to try this G-spot thing but have never had success in finding it. It's amazing when you allow people a safe forum to talk about sex, what comes out and what happens. And then to be able to help them choose something that will fit them just right for what they're seeking, whether it's a couple's toy, something for personal use, or maybe a toy that can connect two people living far apart over the miles to keep that sexual connection happening. We offer all kinds of stuff. So consider it. The 30% off is a pretty awesome thing. So if you've been thinking, hey, I might like to do this. I'm that person that's always talking about sex. I have no back off from, you know, teaching people things and talking about sex toys and getting really technical with it, then maybe this is for you. And if it is, this would be the time to do it. 30% off of all the Sexinista boxes. Okay. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too simple, too silly, or too strange. Many listeners will learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.